This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, relax. We're back. The WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, back with you for a Monday episode. It's going to be great. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Well, I'll tell you how I'm feeling. I'm not feeling relaxed. That's first and foremost. But I do feel pretty good coming off the weekend. It's Monday. We're back in the studio. We get to talk some great sports with two of my good friends.
Who are they?
Phillies are not coming off a good weekend. Sixer season is finally over with.
Oh, thank God.
And we're about a week and a half away from adding new members to the family of the Midnight Green. Jackie Baseball, I need you today. I need you to tell me that it's not time to hit the panic button. Holla at your boy.
Well, we'll get to it. But yesterday was Rory's day, plus 650. Thank you for everyone that was keeping track at home. What a tournament. Can't wait for the Masters update a little bit later
in
the show.
3:30, the final Ike Reese Masters update as he recaps all of it.
Yes.
When you said welcoming new people to the family, I was like, is there another Fritz thing I don't know about?
No.
We need to take a break from that.
So coming up on the show today, we will, speaking of what you're actually talking about, which is the NFL draft, Brian Baldinger will join us at 4 o'clock. Talk a little draft with Baldy. As I said, 3:30, Ike's final master's report in very quiet tones. That'll happen at 3:30.
I don't know if I'm able to keep that one quiet.
Well, he's going to keep you in line if it happens.
I'm just saying that, man. We're not in round progress. It's over with.
I know.
You got to keep in the spirit.
I know. Bits a bit.
Yeah.
You didn't hear Nance.
Was Nance quiet yesterday?
You didn't hear Nance raise his voice? And remember, that was the 11th time we're going to hear him for the rest of his
career. Yeah, he's retiring in 15 years.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
10 more years than Nance.
Shot of a lifetime.
He had like 3 shots of a lifetime.
But he was excited. Never mind.
Yeah, we'll get into it. We'll get it. Break it down.
Jeez.
Would you just get the show on track?
Well, I'm trying
to. Our Pens heads are falling off. The baseball team can't hit. And you're in there, joking around.
Here's the thing. Everybody's got to relax about the Phillies. Everybody's freaking out. Ike was freaking out before the show. I turned the WIP on for 6 minutes today, and I was like, I can't handle this. Everybody should relax about the Phillies. Nothing happening with the Phillies right now is anything new, anything surprising, or anything concerning. They're not hitting, but some of the guys who aren't hitting are going to hit. Bryce Harper is going to hit. Trey Turner is going to hit. I want to remind everybody that Phillies are 9-6 this year. They were 8-7 last year, on the way to 95 wins last year, and they were 8-7. They didn't even get hot until May last year. Look, Wheeler hasn't been himself. Bryce hasn't been himself. Trey hasn't been himself. And the other thing that I think everybody needs to keep a little bit focused on is I do think they have largely kept with what we have asked them to do with their approach at the plate. And I think the one thing that we need to give them maybe a little bit of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Grace?
A little bit of grace on is this is like a new thing for a lot of them. And it's a new thing to try to figure out. How do you mix being aggressive with being patient? How do you mix putting the bat on the ball with also trying to hit for power? All these things. Am I worried about Bohm? Yes, but I've been worried about Bohm for the 3 weeks. Am I worried about Marsh? I guess. yes, a little. I never expected Marsh was going to be an everyday player anyway. I expect Wheeler's going to get on track. I expect Bryce is going to get on track. I expect Trey is going to get on track. And eventually, this is going to normalize out, and the Phillies are going to be the same 93-94 win team we were going to see at the beginning of the year. I'm not worried at all. 0%.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. And listen, I'm not pushing a panic button as if the season is over with, but what I am through 14 games... 15 games, whatever it is. What are they, 9-6 or
9-6?
Yeah, so 15 games.
Yep.
Michigan State education. what I am concerned with is what I thought about prior to the season playing itself out, which is a team that will squeak into the playoffs, but won't be any real threat to do anything legitimately. And we're going to still be disappointed and upset at the end of the season, saying that this is a team that, as far as compensation and how much they're being paid and where their payroll stands at in baseball, it's a team that underachieved. That's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm worried about. What I'm worried about is the more we see of this team is the more those concerns come out. Yes, they look good to start the season against two bad teams, and then they took 2 out of 3 versus the Dodgers. I'm not saying that was nothing, but again, they took – They won the series against the Dodgers last year, and that didn't amount to anything as far as the Phillies go. And like they were better than the Dodgers last year, right? When they faced them the majority of the time, and it didn't mean anything. But what I've seen in Atlanta and what I've seen in St. Louis, you're finishing 2-4 on a 6-game road trip where, quite frankly, I mean, Schwarber looked good for one game, Castellanos looked good for one game. Anybody else look like anything? Bryce had a home run in the game. That was awesome, him and Trey. But I think those were the only hits in the game for them. No one has looked good. And I know Bohm has stunk, and I know Marsh stinks as far as what we expect from them. But here's the thing. Those aren't the guys who are supposed to carry you. Your stars aren't playing like star players. Now, back of the baseball card says they'll eventually reach their level, and maybe they will. Maybe they will. And then maybe that's when we discover that the bottom of the lineup, the outfield, isn't good enough to be anything significant this year. But right now, I would like it if my star players were carrying the load. I would like it if my – I'm not even going to blame Zach for what happened yesterday. It happened. Oh, well. He's probably the most reliable person on the team outside of Bryce. But I need that to be better from Zach Wheeler. He hasn't looked like the Cy Young guy we saw last year. He had one great start. The other two, he could have easily lost the other game, right? Like, they're giving up home runs. The bullpen is questionable. But this weekend was about not hitting and, more importantly, hitting in clutch situations. How do you go down 20 straight batters yesterday?
Right, and that – can I – if I'm telling you why I'm not worried, mm-hmm. it's exactly what you just said. It's that I have faith that Wheeler will be fine. I have faith that Harper will be fine. I have faith that Trey will be fine. The hitting with runners in scoring position and the positional, or the rather the situational hitting, mm-hmm. like I just think it'll be fine.
Why? It hasn't been fine in the past.
Well, it's been better than it is. You know, Bryce Harper's not a 250 hitter.
Well, no, Trey Bryce Turner's and Zach not, are yeah. fine. But don't tell me you got faith that Trey's going to be fine. Really?
He's not a 240 hitter. He's not.
Okay.
I just think those guys will be fine. And the only thing that I'm mm-hmm. not letting you get off of the I'm not letting him off the hook.
Uh-huh.
Bohm isn't a bottom of the lineup guy. He's a bottom of the lineup guy because he's in the bottom of the lineup.
Sure.
He hit cleanup last year.
Sure.
He's hitting .150.
That you didn't want him to hit, neither did anybody else, but he had to hit there because one guy doesn't want to hit cleanup. And I'm happy this year he's accepted batting cleanup because we see he can drive and run and still be successful. But Bohm was only the cleanup hitter because Schwarber didn't want to be the cleanup hitter.
Well, sure, he should be the 3-hole hitter or the 5-hole hitter or something
well,
like that.
Bryce is in the 3. Seven. He should be the 2 or the 5.
Right. He shouldn't be 7 or 8.
I agree.
Right, right. All that said,
yes.
I'm just not – 215-592-9494. Where's your worry level with the Phillies?
Not worried.
So I'm not worried at all.
You kidding me?
I'm not worried. We have for the Twitter poll, we have very worried, starting to worry, or not worried at all. I'm not worried at all. Where would you put yourself? Because you seem you feel very worried to me.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, I'm closer to very worried than not worried at all. I guarantee you that much.
Jack, where are you?
So I'm definitely more on these very worried versus
okay. I was getting ready to say I want to hear an actual. Well, you're damn right, you should be.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think they're gonna find some things offensively. That's totally fair, but at the same time, you know, we keep saying Trey's back of the baseball card. Well, what I'm starting to worry about is this who he is. I mean, it's a lot of one for fives, a lot of one for fours. He had the big home run in Atlanta. That was great.
That was awesome.
And the problem is that a lot of the strikeout numbers are starting to get back to where they've been. You know, they had a good stretch there against Dodgers or against the Rockies, Dodgers, and Nationals, starting to get back into a little bit of the chase. And it just, something about them still feels off.
I'm going to tell you this. I was wrong, and so were a lot of people. And the sooner we admit that we were wrong, the better off this team will be, and they can get back to playing baseball the way they are accustomed to playing baseball. And when I say I was wrong, it's because I wanted them to change their approach at the plate.
All this
nonsense about changing the approach at the plate, they've over-exaggerated. We are a singles and barely a doubles hitting team right now. Does anybody besides Schwarber have more than one home run? Castellanos has two, I believe.
Well, Harper has two.
Oh, and Harper has two.
Has more than two, though. Yeah.
Right? Nobody does it.
No. We can't abandon it after nine games.
Sure, I can.
After 15 games. They're 9-6.
Sure, I can.
They're 9-6, which is a 90 win pace.
This is a weak hitting baseball team.
They will be fine.
We're watching it. None of them are comfortable doing it. Alec Bohm looks like a damn AAA hitter now because he's now being singled out as the only one who wants to remain true to who he's always been as a baseball player. And everybody else is trying this nonsense about not chasing and watching pitches. And what is it leading to? It led to 21 strikeouts the first game of the season. You told me that
19.
Was productive.
19.
Whatever it was, it felt like 21 strikeouts.
I can't believe after 15 games.
Like 21 strikeouts.
15 games, which would say they're 9-6. We're like,
I'm tired of it.
Abandoned.
Let these guys
go back to doing
what they do, man. At least they can go down doing and being who they are.
Oh,
I'm telling
God.
You, the longer we stick with this nonsense about chasing, not chasing pitches and chase rates and watch it. This is not what they're accustomed to doing. So now they get up there and they look at pitches and they are behind in the count. And next thing you know, we're hitting weak flyouts and weak ground downs because we've let at least two or three good pitches go by because, oh, we can't swing early.
Give them a chance to figure it out.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
This team is in trouble if we don't get out of this nonsense of chase rate. I'm not telling you that some of it isn't valid and good. I'm just telling you, I think they've gone so far the other way that none of them look like themselves. I got Bryce Harper up here. He looks like a regular baseball player to me.
When you're trying to fix something, when you're so far one way, the best way to figure it out is go far the other way to find where the middle is. They will find where the middle is. I'm confident. I don't want them to freak out. I don't want them to abandon what they've committed to. I don't want them to say all of a sudden we just need to be who we were last year because who we were last year wasn't good enough.
Who's hitting better right now? Schwarber's the only one.
Schwarber's hitting better.
Right. He's the only one I can see that's hitting better than he was last year.
They have
the highest walk rate in baseball.
Awesome.
All that. And not driving in any runs.
They
will. By the way, we have 215-592-9494. Worry level. Are you Ike worried or Spike worried?
I guess that's what you can say. Abandon. Abort mission. Abort mission. Go back to doing what you know how to do best. Swing freely.
Nah, well, hold on. Because when we see that, though, that's when we want to jump.
Actually, you know what I'm going to tell everyone to do?
Swing freely.
Don't listen to Ike. Don't listen to Ike.
Three words. Trust the process.
Does it just
feel good?
All right. We do have a next question today. So the next question sort of starts off with a catastrophic thing, but we get to a good place. Yes. On this day in 1912, the Titanic hit the iceberg.
Is that this Philly season?
No. So we're going to take from Titanic.
Spitting for today.
No. This is the Sixers. You leave the Phillies out of this. Best start in 15 years.
What we're going to do is take from the Titanic hitting
really
the iceberg. It is true.
9-6.
Yes. They were 8-7 after 15 games last year.
Best start in 15 years.
So we're going to go from the Titanic hitting the iceberg to the Titanic movie
and
say, what is your go-to chick flick? So that is
mine.
Next question today. Well, that's where
right.
It came from in the meeting.
Yeah, that would have been mine.
You'll have to pick a different one. Jackie baseball, chick flick.
Oh, so many. I think chick flick's my favorite. Genre? Yeah. Is rom-com the chick flick same thing?
Depends.
Kind of.
But chick flick's probably more romantic, I guess.
Well, I think you know it when you see it.
Sure. So I'm going to go with The Notebook.
Oh, that's chick flick.
Yeah, that's a big answer, though.
Yes,
put that on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, that is. I think that's millennial. That's millennial Mount Rushmore for chick flick. Notebook.
I agree. Hard not to get choked up during that one, fellas.
It's not that hard.
Do you and the boys sit around and get choked up thinking about The Notebook?
No.
Ike, got a chick flick besides Titanic?
That's a tough one right there. I'm going one, maybe even worse than The Notebook.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Waiting to Exhale.
Oh, that's it. Now that is 90s, right?
Sir.
Yes, yeah.
But
that was a big deal.
I live in the 90s, right?
Yeah, that was a big deal. That
was Titanic was 90s also.
Yes, it was. That was a huge movie, Waiting to Exhale.
Yes, sir.
All right. So what's sad is Jack guessed my chick flick in the meeting.
Oh, you want The Notebook too?
No, he said, you're going Notting Hill, aren't you?
Oh.
And I am going Notting Hill.
Great movie.
Notting Hill, I saw in the theaters by myself twice.
Richard Gere?
No.
Oh.
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant. Yeah, Hugh Grant,
Julie Roberts.
It was one of them.
Yeah, Hugh Grant and Julie Roberts. I love that movie.
Dude, prime Hugh Grant was a problem.
He was a problem. Then he became a problem.
That's the only movie he had.
That's not true.
What else did Hugh
Let
Grant
Let me get
do?
On his IMDb. Yeah,
get on his IMDb. What is it, IMBD?
IMDb, Internet Movie Database. Yeah.
You're so smart.
No, I'm just, look, I have
a page.
What,
you have an Episcopal?
I have a page. I have an IMDb page. I do.
You have an IMDb?
I do, because I have producer credit.
What?
I do. I am Santa Claus.
Come on.
Documentary.
Ike. Four Weddings and a Funeral. Big answer.
What? Is,
Four Weddings and a Funeral was a big movie.
No. Yep.
About a boy.
Another big movie.
Love Actually. Bridget Jones.
Love Actually. Bridget Jones. Also.
Okay, I'll give you Bridget Jones.
Yeah, yeah. He had a run.
Those other ones are terrible.
Dude, he had a bigger run in the 90s than Jordan. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, enough. All right. 215-592-9494. Very worried about the Phillies. Not worried at all.
I'm whittling it down to that.
215-592-9494. Leading us off, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
This is a very funny topic right here. Hey, man, this was an underrated sports weekend, man. All around sports, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Steph Curry choking away. Like, y'all told me he better than LeBron. Still trying to figure that out.
No one said that yet.
You guys can't wait to say that.
You know I can't wait.
I'm trying to figure it out. You know, Steph Curry, Rory, look, they try to choke. You know what I'm saying? They, you know. But look.
Well, maybe Steph Curry should just tell his team to trade for the third best player in the NBA to fix everything.
Hey, man, I mean, Steph Curry had, you know, one of the best runs of all time, but he was never, you know, really the best player on the team.
All right. Get the Phillies.
But with the Phillies, man, like, yes. I'm not worried because it's such a long season. I mean,
Thank
we just
you.
Saw the Dodgers right. lose 16-0 yeah. to the Cubs. But it's like, this is my thing with the Phillies. Like, We talk about the chase rate, but the chase rate was a problem in the postseason. Like, what they did last year in the regular season, like, they won the NL East. You know, we never really had a problem with what they was doing in the regular season. It's like, I get it, you want to be the same team that you are in the regular season, in the postseason. But it's like, what they're doing right now, like, the daycare, I don't even know. Like, these dudes is all messed up. Brandon Marsh, he almost unplayable. he is unplayable.
Yeah.
Spike on this dude, like the FBI, anything he's
Now, he's almost unplayable. He's getting there.
Yeah,
he's begging. You know that Brandon Marsh has an higher OPS than Alec Bohm?
Oh,
he hasn't
that's hard to believe.
He hasn't had a hit in April.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
I know it.
We put Bryson Stott, you know, in the leadoff spot to try to get some hits out of him. You know, he coming and going on and off like a light switch. You know what I'm saying? Bryce Harper looked like a regular baseball player. We're MV3. The only person that's really performing at, like, a consistent level is Kyle Schwarber, like Ike said. And it's like, when I look at this baseball team, I think they got the talent, and it's still early in the season. So I'm not going to panic yet. Like, I'm not going to be at a point where it's like, oh, my gosh, we got to do something. Because, like, I like some of the stuff I'm seeing, you know, Jesus Luzardo, the way he pitches.
Yep.
I'm not worried about, you
That's
know,
a positive. Yeah, that's yep. a positive.
I'm not,
I like that.
I'm not worried about Zach Wheeler. Now, the bullpen, I don't know. I know they got Ranger, you know, down there doing reassignment or whatever. But Ranger, I might need you back in the bullpen. Like, we got to do something about that. If we're going to make a title run for the World Series and go to the pennant, we need better play from this team. I'm like Ike. Do what they did last year because we wasn't the regular season wasn't the problem.
Yeah, but here's Corey. Here's what I would say. What I would say is if we realized that the postseason and the chase thing was a problem, then the best time to figure that out is now. The best time to figure it out is now, and that's why I don't want to abandon it because I just like let's just relax for a second and realize they've tried this new approach and they're 9-6 trying the new approach. You know, the Dodgers also have 6 losses. They were unbeatable 2 weeks ago. So I'm just saying I don't want to abandon it yet when I know what abandon it looks like in the playoffs.
And that's why I said I'm not really worried. Like, I'm not like where Ike is, but I'm not where you are either. I'm more in the middle. I'm probably closer to you than I am to Ike. But I get where Ike coming from.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, it was a frustrating watch. I will say that.
Just remember this in the future, Corey, that you said those words.
Hey, man. But, hey, you know, Ike, come on. Don't do that. You know, we together like paper and glue.
Exactly.
Ike,
yes.
Don't do that. Hey, Ike, Malachi, ESP, you know, Malachi Starks in for a minute.
We'll get to it.
I hear it. Yeah, we're going to get to it.
We'll get to it.
Hey, but I'm going to give y'all my chick flick. So listen, a young Corey, boy from Columbus, you know, I ain't know nothing. But when I saw, you know, the movie Bring It On with my older sister, hey man, I had some thoughts.
Is that the dancing movie?
Yes.
No, Bring It On is the cheerleading.
Cheerleading movie. Yeah. Right. Yes.
So I'm like,
well, hold on, cheerleading is not dancing.
Yes.
Sue you know me. What I'm saying? So Bring It On.
Bring It On is
a good
one.
Yeah, I remember Bring It On.
Bring It On is a good one. That was another big flip.
Compton Clovers.
Is that the name of the cheerleading squad?
That was Gabrielle Union's crew.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never saw that movie.
Oh, you never seen Bring It On?
No. There was a certain point in chick flick evolution where I saw like all of them, and then that was it. So I had a run, but then that was it.
It was a couple more in that era where I got caught going to see those with the wife.
Yes. Those are date movies.
Yes, I'm blaming her. Yes, yeah. They were date movies.
Yeah. Now, like, it's funny. Val's not really a chick flick person.
No, hell no. Listen, if it ain't a slasher, you're killing people. Or...
Yes. That's what Val likes. My wife loves horror movies.
Yeah, they don't even want to watch a movie now.
She likes horror movies and dumb comedies. That is my wife's core.
There's no
movies.
Dumb comedies anymore, though.
Not as many. You're right.
Yeah, you're right.
I miss dumb comedies.
Say, yeah, not as many. Yeah.
She does like a Hallmark movie. Do you ever get sucked into the Hallmark movies?
Awful. A couple years ago.
I can't do Hallmark.
Now, they are good for the unintentional comedy. If you catch yourself watching it, you're like, what are they saying? Like,
those movies are good? Yeah.
Yeah, incredibly bad. She does like the Hallmark movies, but I would say there's not really a lot of rom-coms now anyway, too. There's not a lot of stupid comedies, not a lot of rom-coms.
Owen Wilson, that was their era, right?
Rom-com that popped was that...
the Bradley Cooper movie.
Well, there's Sidney Sweeney and Glenn Powell movie?
Yes, that was last year.
I don't even know what that is.
I forget what it was called.
I don't even know who those people are.
Oh, you know who Sidney Sweeney is.
I do?
Google it.
Okay. Hardest wood I had ever touched.
I got the point.
Elite level.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. 215.
Oh, wow.
Elite. Sorry.
Let's get the break so I can find out.
Yeah. Val hasn't moved down here yet, so I can just keep screaming. Elite level. Don't tell her I said it, but elite. Anyway.
Keep the YouTube camera off, Mike.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Today is, what do we call it? Worry level Monday? What do we call it?
Worry meter Monday.
215-592-9494. How worried are you about the Phillies? Very worried. Not worried at all. Starting to worry. Ike is in the very worried camp.
I'm closer to very worried than you two, clearly.
Yeah, well, again, I'm not worried. Peacocking because the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Coming up next.
It has nothing to do with anything.
Coming up next, Bryce sounds maybe a little worried. And we'll get a quote from Bryce Harper that we're going to try to decipher next and figure out exactly what he meant. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when this dealing's done.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Is that a tribute to you and Ike?
Just fold them up.
Every game knows.
Fold them up with the Phillies?
Oh, yeah.
He's never seen the movie, so he has no idea.
I have no idea what I just said. Yeah.
Oh, the gambler.
This is where it comes from.
Yeah, I thought you guys were a tribute to your betting over the weekend with the Masters.
Hold on.
Yeah. I caught on to what Spike was
saying. No.
The only good gambling movie is Rounders.
Only good gambling.
No, it's not. You got the Money Pit.
Well, Money Pit's not good.
Yeah. I'm thinking Color of Money.
Color of Money is a great one. Have you seen The Color of Money?
I don't think so.
Oh, mm-hmm. Tom Cruise in his element with Paul Newman. Oh, yeah.
21's a good gambling movie.
Which one?
21. It came out probably like 2009-ish.
Yeah, I remember 21.
The counting cards.
Yeah.
Then I thought I could count cards. By the way, impossible. I don't know how people do it.
Well, you got to be...
It's three or four decks of cards.
Is Rain Man a gambling movie?
Never seen it.
Kind Kind of. Yeah.
I mean, it's about gambling, you know.
Yeah, kind of. That's a little mixture, yeah.
A little mixture. Yeah. That's like the Die Hard Christmas movie, Rain Man gambling movie, I think. Right. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Oh, wait. Awesome new Mark's Jewelers one. Although they would still love artisans. Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Here is the question. Let's see if you can get back on track with the percentages. Right. What is your worry level with the Phillies? Very worried, starting to worry, not worried.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the lowest one is not worried. So I'm going to say it's a toss-up between very worried and starting to worry. I think most people have certainly at least started to worry. So I'll go with that one as the majority, and I'll go with 58%.
So starting to worry at 45.9%.
Oh, not as high as I thought.
That would be the most. Right. No, that would be a plurality. Because
I figured that would be the most, yeah.
Next is... not worried.
Not worried.
At 25.9% and then at 25.2% very worried.
Well, so there's a lot of people who love to stick their nose up and say it's early.
Yes, like...
yeah, like but, you.
But
yeah.
I like their commitment to the change, which is why I'm worried about getting worried, is because I don't want them to abandon the commitment, because we've seen what it's like...
What? Spike?
Yes.
Haven't you noticed they've already abandoned that?
I don't think so. Well, I think they had good at bats. Friday night.
Okay, you know what?
What?
No, you're right. No, I'm thinking more of the Topper and his setting his lineup.
Oh, right,
and
right.
That's more what I was thinking when you said it. You're talking about their approach at the plate.
Right. The other thing, you know, it's funny, the Topper thing. On one hand, you could say, well, he's like freaking out a little bit, right? He's moving guys in the lineup. He's this, that, and the other. On the other hand, all we wanted from this guy was reaction to what was happening on the field.
I got no problem with it.
It's
been one of my biggest complaints. And if I'm going to remain consistent, which is what I do.
You are
fair
consistent.
And balanced.
Absolutely.
I got to praise him for at least being willing to not be stubborn. So he's moving guys around in the lineup. He's even benched Bohm one day. Like, he's doing some different things that we know. We've watched Topper. It would take him hell to June or July to do something.
Months,
and
right.
And I'm sitting here yelling about it. So I'll give him credit for that, because these guys aren't giving him much to work with.
Now, I don't know if Bryce has sounded worried, but the entire year he sounded focused,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Sense of urgency.
A sense
there.
Of urgency. And he had some interesting quotes this weekend. This one, sort of interesting to figure out exactly what he meant or who he meant. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to struggle, right? But obviously, it's the big leagues, so you got to try to pull out of it and understand you're going to go through ups and downs through the season, but try to stay as even kill as you can. And always remember, it's not about the name on the back, it's about the one on the front, you know, trying to win series, and no matter what you're doing or something or anything like that, you got to keep rolling. You know, I don't want to be hitting 250 right now, you know, but obviously I want to win every day, and you know, you just got to have that mindset coming in each day and try to win ball games.
So that was I believe he was answering a question about Marsh and Bohm's struggles. And him saying, remember, it's not about the name on the back. It's about the name on the front. It's an interesting thing to say about those guys specifically, saying it's not about you. Him saying, look, I don't want to be hitting 250 either. And he did sneak in there, hey, that's a big reason why we're struggling in there. I'm glad that he has been more vocal in his leadership. It sounds like a pointed quote. You know, it's not about the name on the back. It's about the name on the front and your struggles. Like, this is not just about you. It is about everyone. And I don't know. He chooses his words. We've said this before. Mm-hmm. He never says anything by accident. Everything he says is on purpose. So I thought it was interesting he chose to say that.
Yeah, we've talked about his sense of urgency seemingly there by stepping to the forefront and not only just being a face of the franchise, but also being a voice coming out of the clubhouse. He's not ducking questions. He's available after every game. Tough losses, even when he's personally not necessarily going well, he seemingly is there front and center. And it's what you need. It's what this organization is going to need. It's who Bryce should be comfortable with being now. I got no problem there. I really don't. Bryce, I think it's incumbent upon him to push the buttons he feels is necessary to push. I'm going to trust Bryce Harper is pushing buttons that he has a poignant reason as to why he's pushing them.
Sure.
You know, maybe he feels a guy needs a little bit of a kick in the butt, right? A reminder. So I got no problem with that. He's giving you the effort, which I have no problem with. You know, sometimes when guys are leading from a vocal standpoint, you better make sure you're doing what you're saying. Right,
yes.
Like you better make sure you're doing that, or the guys in the clubhouse aren't going to listen to you. And I don't care who you are. So, but Bryce has always been a lead by example guy, and if anybody has a right to necessarily tweak a teammate or put guys on notice, not that he pointed anyone out, but just answering your question or
yep.
how it was sort of shaped around the question that may have been pertaining to the two guys that are struggling. Hey, big dog, he notices.
And
he's tried the big brother arm around you approach already. Like, he gave you public love.
He's saying,
"I'm
done with that."
Love you. Yeah, he's done that already.
Yeah. The thing about leading by example is you have to make sure they're watching sometimes your example.
Sure.
And sometimes the best way to do that is to say something,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's not, he's not going to do that every game. He's not going to yell at him on the field,
right.
all that sort of stuff.
Not trying to embarrass anybody or anything of that nature.
Mm-mm. But this is this, if we're talking about Bohm, the second time he's made a comment that seemed pretty pointed mm-hmm. About that. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy Coward Meter Monday, man.
Oh, it's Coward Meter. You're calling it the
Coward
Worry Meter.
Monday.
So I take that to mean you are not worried.
Ike.
Yes.
You need to turn in your Fox Holzman card.
Okay.
Whatever happened to Ike Reese? This is not him. This sounds a lot like Atlanta Falcon Ike. What are you going to do?
Wow.
The game to get good on, start a fight with Bryce, get him thrown out. Like, it's April 14th. We're 15 games in, mm-hmm. and you already turned coat and are running for the hills, mm. along with that other fraud, Yellowjack. The only brave host on this show is a 100-pound Spike with a busted hip.
150.
You know, yeah.
And a broken back.
Go eat a blue chew and man up. Come on. What is going on here?
In my defense, wasn't all that strong a feeling on him coming into the season in the first place?
That's a good point. He's consistent here.
Turn coat and like.
How am I turning like, coat? What did I do? Renounce my fanhood?
All I hear is your feet as you're pitter pattering up the hill, and Jack's right behind you. Yeah, let's run. Let's be scared.
Let me ask you this, Chris. How good should I feel after the last six games?
You don't need to feel good, Ike.
Oh, okay. So we're okay. So hold on. Listen, just walk through this exercise with me. You've already did the tough guy act. I know you're a bunch of hot air, but I'm indulging you with this nonsense. So I'm just walking through this exercise with you. You already gave me that act. So I'm asking you how good so I'm okay for at least not feeling good about being 2-4, right? I'm okay with that. Is that okay with you?
You're okay about
Meaning, I'm okay to feel upset that they've gone 2-4 over the last six games.
There's a difference between being upset and internally like melting down, like you guys opened the show with melting.
Listen. It's the reason why we're very good at what we do here, right? It's the reason why we're very good at what we do here. We're going to give you raw emotion. It's going to be truthful. It is what it is, and that's how I felt coming off the weekend, and I'm still feeling that way. And you aren't doing anything to change my mind other than to tell me, be patient.
Okay.
So what should I have faith and hope in right now? What should I, like, where's the glass half full at? Explain that to me.
I'll explain it to you.
Okay.
So it's early in the year. Do you also know the 8-0 Dodgers that came in that were 8-0 have dropped six of the last nine games?
The Dodgers are defending World Series champions.
You're moving the goalpost.
No, I'm not. Because, no, when you compare the Phillies to the Dodgers, one team gets the benefit of the doubt. The other team has regressed the last 3 years, leaving out of the playoffs. The other team just won the World Series. And they don't have Freddie Freeman. So let's start with the comparison of the Phillies and the Dodgers.
We're still in the first quarter of the football game, and things are going a little off script. And there's mm-hmm. plenty of time to adjust and correct course. And all I'm hearing is, oh, my God, it's the end of the world. It's the end of the world. It's the end of the world. No,
abort mission. Start chasing.
Do you know how some of the best teams in the 90s
yes.
won the Yankees teams? They would start slow. They'd be 500 ball until after the All-Star break. God. They would catch fire and get hot. That's what happened. What happened last year? Like, what? How did we start? We came out the gate red hot. And where did that go?
No, it didn't. Somebody told me we're ahead of pace.
We are.
We started off 8-7 last year.
That's true.
Well, we use arguments to use arguments.
Oh, yeah.
As long as you're being honest.
All the time. Yeah. This is nonsense. They're going to be fine. We got a great starting pitching rotation.
Why are they going to be fine? Just because you say they're going to be fine? Why are they going to be fine?
Because I said so. That's right.
Okay. All right, Chris. Next question. Give us your favorite chick flick, Chris.
It's my favorite chick. It's not my favorite. It's my wife.
No, it's yours.
No, it's got to be yours. We asked for yours.
Yeah, man up.
Man up.
Beaches. Get a blue chew.
Beaches.
Beaches.
Wow. Now that is a.
What is beaches?
That's Bette Midler.
Yes.
Yeah. That is. And oh, that is true chick flick. I don't even know. I might have to question Chris on this because beaches is like. Chick flick. Like, I don't even remember. I don't even think I saw
it. That's back when the chick flicks were truly just chick flicks.
This isn't for you to take your guy to.
Right.
Beaches was the ladies'
watching
go
your girlfriends, the ladies have the movie night.
Yes.
Or whatever. Yeah, that's that type of thing.
Yeah. Beaches.
Which is actually what kind of Waiting XL was, too, but still.
Yeah, but Waiting XL, I don't remember Beaches having a. That wasn't like a love story thing, and Waiting to Exhale was, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I never saw Beaches, so, but I remember it being a lady movie. So speaking of ladies and chick flicks, maybe you're going to settle in sometime this week on the couch with your lady. You know, you're going to say, hey, let's watch a romantic movie.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, she's going to want you to be romantic.
Yeah, buddy.
But you got to think about the baseball team not performing at their capabilities. You got to perform at your capabilities. And here's the chick flick. You got to make your own chick flick, buddy, with a blue chew.
Oh, God.
We're making movies with it now?
Well, look. If you're going to do so, you got to perform at a high level.
I parked my car. I parked.
Yeah. You're out.
Yeah, I don't know where we're going.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to round this one.
Well, here's what I'm saying. It's like it's a chewable, so you could be watching the movie. You know it's time about halfway through. You pop maybe three quarters of the way through.
Can you make your own movie?
You chew it up. You don't have to worry about having a glass of water there. It's chewable.
Yep.
And it's made right here in the USA, Blue Chew. So yeah, it's cheaper, you know, because there's no...
Tariffs.
Right. Get shipped directly to you. And you don't have to worry. But like, we just want you to try. We just want you to see the difference between your performance now and your performance with Blue Chew.
There's a difference.
There's a big difference, and we want it so badly for you that we are paying for your first month. That is how invested we are in your performance.
We want you to experience what we've experienced.
First month for free. We're on us. We're paying for it, actually. So just use the code 94 at checkout. First month is free. You just pay for the shipping. It's like $5. You know what Blue Chew is, right? It's chewable. It's Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, Staxin, same active ingredients. But you don't have to go to the doctor. No doctor's visits. You do it all online at bluechew.com.
Yep.
You don't have to wait at the pharmacy because they're going to ship it right to you in a...
discreet.
Hard package.
Yeah.
Right into your mailbox. Again, just go to bluechew.com, use code 94. We're going to pick up the first month. It's going to be free. You're just going to pay for the shipping. And then, my friend, you can
chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
That one might be my favorite because I'm boing on
the best one. Yeah,
215-592-9494. Joe in Delaware. You're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Ike.
Yes, sir.
Did Spike knock himself in his head or something over the weekend? Or did he fall when he was running?
Wait.
I have no idea.
You want to start that again, buddy? Did you hit your head?
I said, did you bump your head over the weekend?
No.
Because you were way off on the Phillies.
What am I way off on?
Okay, because we're 3 years, same lineup, they're getting older, they probably need glasses, and Dombrowski, D-U-M-B, isn't doing his job.
Okay. So what could he do? They're half game out of first. They had a bad road trip, right? And I'm not making excuses for him, but that first game, they're on the road, the game goes until 11:30 after a four-hour rain delay.
They got into St. Louis at 4:30 in the morning.
You knew they were going to be cooked in that Friday game. Well, I'm just saying.
They got in at 4:30 in the morning.
What do you want them to do?
Yeah.
All right, the last 96 games, right?
Yes.
Did they play it one the next day?
Okay,
the
Joe.
Last 96 games.
Joe, if they go 9-6 for the 15 games the rest of the year, they win 90 games, and they haven't even played well yet. So you're telling me you don't think Bryce is going to hit?
What I'm saying is, Boom is fragile.
I agree.
He needs to go to like Milwaukee or.
I agree. I agree on Boehm.
Right.
Yeah.
Marsh is dried up. A great man. I love him. You know, Ashley, one weekend was wanting to kill me because I said we should get rid of Marsh. But Marsh isn't producing, and he hasn't produced.
Okay.
You know.
All right, but Marsh is the eighth hitter in the lineup. You don't think Trey's going to hit. You don't think Bryce is going to hit. You don't think Zach Wheeler is going to pitch well. Which is, by the way,
Zach Wheeler's the king.
Okay, so
hitting is contagious. Hitting is contagious. If we ain't got hitters, we can't be contagious.
Again, I just keep starting over here. Schwarber's hit well, right? We can agree on that. We believe in Schwarber, right?
Mm-hmm.
We believe Joe. Do you believe Bryce is going to hit?
Oh, yeah, most evident.
Okay, so you believe Trey is going to hit too, right?
They better. They're both $300 million men.
All right. It's just like the Marsh thing, it's a real thing, but it's not the reason they're struggling. The reason they're struggling is because their real hitters aren't hitting well.
We need them. Like Spike said, we need the stars.
You mean Ike?
I mean, like mm-hmm. I said, yeah. We need the stars of these stars, and hitting is contagious. But we need right-hand hitters, and we need young. We always get older guys, you know, on a second or third contract instead of the people trying to find their first contract that are good still. You know what I mean? And we need right-hand batters because we can't hit left-hand batters. Then we got too many left-hand batters. Huh? I mean...
Well, Bryce can hit left-hand hitters, even though he's left-handed. Schwarber is able
Schwarber's
to hit left.
450 off lefties.
Yeah, just relax.
Look, him and Castellanos are both the people that start off slow, and this year they're both starting off early, and everybody else is starting off slow.
Right, and everybody else will be fine. They'll catch up to it. I need you to relax, Joe.
You know, Casty is due to go through a 3 or 4 week stretch here where he's not going to hit the ball.
Yeah, but Spike, we've been doing this for 3 years, bro.
Yes, and in those 3 years, the Phillies have won more playoff games than any team in baseball.
What's that got us?
They lost.
Right, and they've been to the World Series, they've been to the LCS. You tell me another team that's had the same, they have won a championship. Yes, they need to win a championship. But saying that they you know, we've done this for 3 years. Yes, we've done this for 3 years and been to the World Series and been to the LCS. So, like, you know, it's not like this is, people compare it to the Sixers all the time. If the Sixers had had the amount of success the Phillies have had in the last 3 years, I would be throwing a party. You know, they haven't won a World Series. I agree with you. They need to win a World Series. But saying that this team is done and you're worried after 15 games of which they've won 9 of them, I just think it's a little early to worry.
You're looking at that little picture, though. You got to look at the last 96 games. Remember, they went 41-41 at the end of last year. And then they're under, what are they, 500 this year?
No, they're 9-6. They've won.
They've won two. 500 in the last 100 games.
I'm not talking about last year. I'm talking about this year, in which they're 9-6. They're a half game out of first.
I know you say you didn't want to talk about last year, but the team is the same as last year.
Okay, so all right. Okay, so again, you don't think Bryce is going to hit?
I understand what you're saying, Spike. I know you're very aggressive.
I'm not aggressive.
He's aggressive.
You asked me if I had hit my head over the weekend.
I know, because right. I'm with Spike 100%.
You mean I?
Yep.
I'm the one who hit my head. Joe, why don't you give us a chick flick?
Something stupid. Bridesmaids.
Oh, there you go.
I never saw Bridesmaids. No interest.
Oh, you like Bridesmaids.
Really?
Yeah.
No interest.
No, it was funny.
Really?
Yeah. Legitimately funny.
I know this is going to get me... I don't want to get canceled, Jack.
Oh,
here we go.
Let's not get canceled.
No, I don't think it is.
Okay.
Bridesmaid is like a female version of The Hangover, sort of, right? That kind of film?
Sort of, yeah.
No interest. I saw one clip, and one of them is about one of them like having a bathroom accident in their pants or something.
That's a great clip.
But
Melissa
I don't,
McCarthy? Come on.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Yeah, well, listen, it's a funny movie.
Not what I want.
Yeah. Well, it says a lot about you.
It does.
It says a lot about you.
Am I going to get canceled now? All right, 215-592-9494. Seth in the Northeast, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's going on, John? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir, Seth.
What's up, Seth?
So I'm kind of like on like the like in the middle with the Phillies. Like I'm worried, but I'm not worried. Earlier in the before the season started, I remember you guys were talking about like how come we're not excited about the Phillies, and I kind of agree with Ike. It's because we didn't do anything to upgrade this team. It's the same team, and as you can see, the problems that we had the last few years are starting already. You know, where guys are not being consistent enough, and there's not enough juice at the plate. Like I know guys are struggling, but you have Marsh in there, you have Rojas. We know these guys are not everyday players, and you just don't have enough. Like, there's not enough like belief that you think this team is going to come out of it. And I know it's early, and it's hard to say. Oh, well, after 15 games, you know, it's a sampling size, but it's the same thing we kind of just saw towards the end of last year, and that's why it has a bad taste in a lot of our mouths, because this is kind of like, all right, well, they're bad now, but how are they going to get better? Because they didn't do anything to upgrade anything. They didn't upgrade any positions. They went out and got a smidge of a better player in Max Kepler over Austin Hayes. Like, that doesn't tickle my fancy. So what I'm concerned about is that you have Marsh and Rojas in the same lineup. That should never happen. You can't have two guys, and I know that's not the reason why they're losing, but you can't have two guys in your lineup that can't hit.
Like, well, they only played together once. It was yesterday.
Yeah, those guys aren't really going to play together very often.
But I know they don't play together often, but like, why is Stott not in that lineup? Maybe he needs a day off. All right, then you need to make sure that lineup doesn't happen again, because you just can't have that. You can't have, you know, guys on second and third yesterday, and Marsh comes up and he can't hit anything. I mean, he can't even hit a fly with a fly swatter. So my point is that I'm with Ike, because you didn't upgrade this team. You have four positions where you have third, two outfield spots, and a back end of the bullpen that need to be upgraded. And you didn't upgrade anything. You just kept what you have, or got a couple pieces that are better. Yeah, you upgraded, started pitching by bringing that pitcher in. That's great. But what did you do to upgrade your outfield? Because Harper's not going back to right field. We all know that. And you didn't go out and get a first baseman. That's okay. But what are you doing to bring that right hand to top?
Well, I agree, Seth. I agree that they need a big right-handed bat. I agree. There was no way they were doing it this offseason, and it wasn't there this offseason. So now you can't just say they didn't do anything to upgrade, and then when you point to an upgrade, say it's not an upgrade. Luzardo, like, that's a big upgrade. It just is. And I like the reason that I would have faith in that this team is going to be better is not because of Marsh. It's not because of Bohm. It's because of Harper. It's because of Turner. It's because of Wheeler. All three of those guys have not been producing the way they normally do, and I just assume they're going to. And then maybe at the deadline, or maybe beforehand, you do something about Bohm, or maybe eventually you commit to a platoon with Bohm at third base with Sosa, and maybe at some point they do that. I don't know how long they give Bohm to work this out. I assume as long as they can. You know, if they can win a couple of games here, I assume that they're going to work to, because they're better off if he does hit, you know? But I have faith in Harper. I have faith in Turner. I have faith in Wheeler, and I think that makes the team a lot better. Seth, give us your go-to chick flick.
Chick flick will be Legally Blonde.
Well, that's a good one. Legally Blonde.
Oh,
Reese Witherspoon.
Legally Blonde. Yeah, Reese Witherspoon.
Reese Witherspoon. Yes, absolutely. All right. Stacey Dash is in that. Stacey Dash also Clueless, right?
Yep.
She was in Clueless.
That's actually what I was thinking about.
Oh, really? Then she wasn't in Legally Blonde.
She was in Legally Blonde, right?
So Clueless, not a chick flick, but Clueless, Alicia Silverstone.
That's not a chick flick?
No, I don't think so.
Clueless, is it?
No, I don't think so. Jack?
Really?
Jack, you're...
How is Clueless not a chick flick when it's about three chicks?
Because I never got the sense that it was a chick flick. It's not really... there's a romantic storyline. Paul Rudd is in that as well, but I never really got the sense that was a chick flick. Would be an interesting Twitter poll. Jack, what do you think? Have you seen it?
Well,
I don't think I've seen it.
Legally Blonde a chick flick?
Because Legally...
That's not.
Well, because Legally Blonde, I think, is about like women empowerment in some way, but Clueless was not. Like, that's not the sense that I thought. Clueless was just teen movie to me. That's where I would put Clueless.
Like a chick teen movie, right?
But no,
girls,
I would
girls.
Yeah, but there's as many guys in it as girls. Like,
well, in the movie?
Yeah.
But it's about girls, though. It's catering to girls.
I'm going to let the audience decide. It wasn't
maybe
to me.
I'm wrong. Yeah, but maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, it came out.
I thought that's what Clueless was.
It was in the heart of like, that was my age when it came out.
The YouTube comments all saying it's a chick flick.
Yeah,
I don't trust
it
the
be a chick flick?
I think Twitter poll.
Yeah, that'll go much better.
Yeah.
Slow news day. What is this, movie IP? Sports. How about sports? You know, our baseball team, the draft is 2 weeks away, in case you didn't know.
There, I got all the comments out. I just want to see the votes. All right. Coming up next.
That's pretty good.
Daryl Morey and Nick Nurse are staying.
Now you just brought me down.
They are staying. Daryl and Nick Nurse did the quickest season wrap-up, the half an hour after the final game, to get that out of the way. We'll listen to a few of the comments and observe what they said and what it might mean. Also taking your calls on this Worry Meter Monday. Are you very worried about the Phils? Starting to get worried or not worried at all? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.